even in sports, there were different teams, different leagues, different races. So when I came to Krishna consciousness, it sort of like cleared all my doubts and made me understand why things were happening the way they were happening. And of course, everything happens by the law of karma. Yes, this is kind of my background. It's not easy. India. I'm preaching in India nowadays. I've been here since October. But before that I was in Brazil. So I'm leaving India tomorrow. I'm going to Johannesburg, South Africa, and then from there I will go to Zimbabwe and Botswana. These are neighboring countries, and then after that I'll go to Brazil. Maybe for 3 months. And then I'll come again to India maybe in October for Calcutta. So you could say my areas is like Africa and Brazil and Russia. In Russia I get invited, but my main place is Africa and Brazil, two places.
How do you see people in Africa and Brazil coming up for Krishna consciousness?
Yes, Brazil is very big. It's very nice, it's very big. Africa is coming up, but not many devotees like Brazil. There's a potential in Africa, but people there need more time. They also need a lot of, social support. Social support in terms of moving away from their traditional ways into Krishna conscious ways, that's the challenge. But they are coming. Well, for other people, not for other people, even here in India. To become a devotee is easy, but to follow the standard of devotional service, that's difficult. Because the standard that we are following is very high. And there is no religion in this world that follows our standard, even in India. The standard of Krishna consciousness, even here in India, very few, not even Chai. Not even drinking chai is allowed. No fish, no eggs. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's very high when you think about it. I think in some places that's a problem. Everyone likes Hare Krishna. Everyone likes chanting Hare Krishna. But to follow our standard is very, very high, even for people in India. Am I right? Not even Chai. So what do you speak of people in Africa and Brazil? You understand? I'm a very deep person. I look into things more deeper. Someone may want pure gold ring. Everyone would like pure diamond. If you can ask a beggar, would you like a diamond? Oh, yes, yes. But to pay the price, no one can afford to pay the price of that diamond. So Krishna consciousness is like that. Everyone would like chanting Hare Krishna, one prasadam, but to follow our standard for the rest of your life is not easy for many people. Isn't it? No coffee, no chai, no eggs, no intoxications, no meat eating. That's very, very high standard. Which other religion here in India that follow that standard? Where we are not allowing them to drink chai? No one. Others are vegetarians, but they still eat onions and garlic. They drink chai. Am I right? Yeah. Very few. So why do you speak of Africa or Europe or Brazil? Please repeat.
So that when you joined there, still there were so many white people. So not
yes.
Easy. So how did you manage?
How did you think? How did I manage?
Yeah.
You mean in the temples?
Yes.
The devotee, the white devotee that asked me to join, he protected me. Mm-hmm. He's the one that protected me. I would have left, no? I would have left. I would have not spent even a week. I would have left, yeah. I didn't join the temple, I joined the project. But because this devotee, this white devotee, he protected me. If I had joined just a temple like anybody else, I would have left. I would have left long ago. Even 1 month, I would have not left even 1 month. I would have left and went back to my office and continued to work. Yeah. Yeah?
Present
no.
Situation.
No. The white people are not in power now. So they cannot beat anybody. No. It has changed. I would have left long. I would have left even within 2 weeks. After?
Like a new devotee comes.
Yes.
First of all, he's very interested. He finds very enjoyable in this process.
Yes.
As you said, that this is because of his previous sanskara and karma, because of which he is interested for it.
Okay. Yes.
Slowly and gradually, his interest rears from
I didn't hear the last. What you said, the last about interest?
Why does a devotee's interest rear from over time?
Oh.
For Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
His interest in Krishna consciousness deteriorates.
Yes.
Why is it so much?
I think I've eaten enough. This. I have to eat rice now. Oh. Because he became attracted by Maya. You see, we have two karmas. The karma to serve Krishna, also the karma to serve Maya. We have spiritual desires, also we have material desires. Have you noticed that? Because I was Brahmachari. Many girls wanted to marry me. But then I was thinking, I came here to serve Krishna, not to marry girls. So there was a competition. I wanted to serve Krishna and be Brahmachari. They wanted to marry me. Then when they had, I've been put on a sannyas list, they were shocked. They asked me, how could you do that? We've been waiting for you for a long time. I said, yes, I've been also waiting for this time to give my life completely to Krishna. So we have lost. Yes. So we have that. We have desire. We have the material karma. Also, we have spiritual karma. So someone become a devotee, right? Rupa Goswami explains in Net of Devotion that the first thing that one will feel is the relief from the pangs of material existence. Then it's because of knowledge, and that he will feel that his suffering now is gone. Huh? So, but our material desires also may remain. And then we may think, okay, now I have knowledge, I can serve Maya better. So that is also there, that we have spiritual desires and then we have material desires also. Sometimes material desires overcome spiritual desires. I've seen that with some of my friends. But the advantage that I had is that I worked before I joined. I was working. And then at work I had to deal with a lot of people. So when I came to Krishna consciousness, I was more mature. So then I just realized that in order for me to succeed in what I'm doing, I will have to adopt another style of renunciation. Not renunciation with fanaticism, but renunciation that entails just giving up everything to Krishna. Otherwise, it was not easy. There were so many challenges. And also, at some point, it just depends on your fighting spirit. Otherwise, this material world is very attractive to the living entity. Why it is attractive? Because it gives him a sense of being somebody. Some small god in some corner. He feels that he has a control, but he has no control. So I would say to survive was difficult, but because I came to help this devotee in his mission, so I always had that in mind, that I'm just here to help others, not myself. But it was not easy. It's different. I grew up fighting, as I said before. But we were in a situation where we were suppressed. So we grew up fighting. Sometimes it's like that in spiritual life. You have to be fighting to stay with Krishna. Yes. You just can't be soft. So I grew up fighting and I'm still fighting. It's like Prabhupada. How could someone at that age go to America without money? He must have been very brave to do that.
What motivation, or from where should he get, like,
to
keep on in this Krishna?
Okay, this should be the last one.
Okay. What motivation one can get from to keep in Krishna? Very hard. It's a badly kind of thing.
We should have focus. We should have focus. You know what is focus? Yes. The Webster Dictionary defines focus as a clearly defined image. In other words, you have to have an image of what you want to become, or you must have a big why you are doing what you are doing. I'm talking in marketing terms because I'm from the West. So you must have a big reason why you are doing what you are doing. If you don't have a big reason, your commitment to that will be weaker. It's just like in university. You're doing a degree, but you're not sure whether it's something that you should be doing. Maybe your mother suggested it, or your father. You know, because someone was a scientist in a family, I had to become a scientist. But inside, I don't want to be a scientist. I want to be an engineer. You see? So you can't be committed to that. You're doing it, but it's not really something that you feel is of your nature. You are doing it because maybe your father instructed you to do it. I had a friend, he wanted to be a journalist, but his father was a lawyer who later became a judge. So he said, no, you go and do law. Yes. And, so I said, okay, you do that degree that you like, but you do the one I like. Yeah. Because I'm a lawyer, I want my son to be a lawyer also. So he did both. He graduated in one university with a degree in journalism, and then he had to go and do law in another university. Sometimes you get situations like that. So in a similar way, in Krishna consciousness, what can motivate us is our focus. It goes beyond just the environment, association. You know, it comes to the self. When we are strongly convinced, when our convictions are stronger, and then we become like a river that is relentlessly flowing towards the sea. You don't get up every day asking yourself, am I flowing to the right direction? No. The river is just flowing. So in a similar way, it comes to that point where you feel you have a connection with Krishna. Your energy is just flowing to Krishna. Yes. So I feel like that I have my own connection with the Lord. I should just keep on flowing despite all the trials and tribulations, all the tests that Maya may put before me. It doesn't matter what happens. So that's what motivates me. Is my focus. So when you have a strong reason why you are doing what you are doing, and then your commitment is stronger. Otherwise, Maya is always presenting different options before us. Don't you feel like that? So many options. back in university, there are so many options. But if you want to do law, you will stick to law degree. There are so many options. But if you know what you want, you just stick to that. Mind is very powerful. It's like, I realized this when I talked to my sister. My sister, she was a banker before. Now she's like an executive in a water department in a government. So when I talk to her, she has a kind of a mood like my mother's. It's like, it feels like I'm talking to my mother. Yeah. Because she has the same voice, the same kind of mood, you know. Yeah. It's like when I talk to her also, it gives that feeling that here is somebody who is 100% concerned about me. You know that? That flow, blood energy, blood relationship is very strong. Yeah. That immediately you get that, you feel comfortable. Have you felt like that? Yes. Yes. So it's like that. So Maya is like that. It's very powerful. So, but this is... normal. But this is arrangement by Maya, because we've been living in Maya for so many years that we immediately feel comfortable. So it takes determination. That's the reason why I decided to come to India quite often, so that I can be attached to the holy land, like Vrindavan. That's why every year I walk on Braj Mandal. After I took sannyas, I thought, what is it that I need to do to make myself more attached to Krishna? I decided, okay, let me go to the holy dams every year and do parikrama. Braj Mandal parikrama. It's incredible. It's painful. But you definitely become attached to Krishna. Unless something is very wrong with you.
Bravo!
I have seen devotees that goes on parikrama every day with us, every year with us. Yeah, they also tell me the same thing, that, you know, when I go home, I just can't wait to come back again to India for another parikrama. I just miss parikrama. So that's what made us become more attached to Krishna. But walking in Vrindavan is not easy, it's painful. Because we walk every day. Fruits, I want the fruits.
Little.
No, not even little. See, I know. See, your people in India are different. Where I come from, we don't eat food. Because this ferment, it disturbs the digestion. So the better way for me to eat fruits is to eat fruits before I eat rice. So they don't mix. Now I eat these fruits, they're gonna mix with cook. And then instead of digestion, they create fermentation. For you, you are used to that, but we are not used to that. I get sick if I eat like that. But I can eat fruits maybe after many hours of eating cooked food.
Maharaj, you said in order to be fixed in Krishna consciousness, we should endeavor for getting attracted towards Krishna. And we should be all the time attracted towards Krishna. And if that is so, then we will be staying on in Krishna consciousness.
Yes. That's the only way. Being attracted to Krishna. Why we are chanting Hare Krishna? Why we are performing devotional service? So that we can remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. And then Krishna will come out in our consciousness. So we must do things that will always attach us to Krishna, so that we can always remember Krishna. That is the secret. Sometimes people read a lot of books. That's one thing. But to remember Krishna all the time, it just takes a little extra effort. It takes more practice. Yes. But once, when I was a young devotee, I used to hear devotees, especially devotees from Mauritius, they will be doing some seva, they will be singing. No, Maha Mantra, they will be singing, yeah. This is nice. It's not that. They will be singing bhajans, glorifying Krishna. Yasomati Nandana Brajabara Nagara Rukula Nakama, like that. Amara Harina Amamiya Vilasa. So then you are thinking about Brajendananda. So this song is in a form of glorifying Krishna. Is it? You understand? Yes. So that's how we practice. And then once you get used to singing these songs or chanting these mantras, that glorifies Krishna, and then automatically they go deeper and deeper and they come out. Even if you don't have japa, immediately you sing a song. That is good as chanting japa, because you are glorifying the Lord. So there are so many ways of deepening our remembrance of Krishna and glorification of Krishna. It's not just by reading books, but that has to be put into practice. So all these songs, it's like when the day I was taking sannyas, because my sannyas ceremony was very big, was like near the beach in a tent that can take more than 2,000 people. There are so many people. So I was afraid. You know, I was behind the stage now to go and sit in front of so many people. I was a bit afraid. So then I remember this song. Manasa deho geho jo kinchumo arpiru tuwa padi nanda kisho Vipade sampade jivaneshmarane Gai mama gelatua o padavarane. You know that song? Bhagavad Gita says, Manasaya deho geho. Whatever is mine, whether it's my mind, my family, everything that I possess, I offer that at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda Maharaj. In that, in happiness, in distress, I will always take shelter of those lotus feet. So when I sang this song, it encouraged me. Yes, I'm taking sannyas, but to engage myself more in the service of Krishna, to take more shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. And I became. So all these songs, all these mantras have a very deeper meaning. Apart from reading books and chanting japa, but there are songs and prayers of the acharyas also that we can memorize and recite whenever we are facing some trouble or task, we will feel encouraged. Yes. You have books?
Yes, we do have.
Okay, you can give me one book.
English. Shimbals, shimbals.
Yes, I can play. Yes. Also, Mudam, I can play. Maybe there's a page, man. Look at the back. It's called Shina. Okay. So these bhajans are very, very good. They have helped me in many, many situations. I just remember, and then I feel, you know, being sheltered at the lotus feet of Nandanandana just by glorifying his name, his names and his pastimes in Vrindavan. So it's nice to sing these bhajans also to remember the meaning. Okay, anything else?
One question. Anybody who is coming in Krishna consciousness, he is coming because of his last karmas, last birth karmas. So is it like that in last karma he would have worshipped Lord Krishna or Vishnu, or he would have worshipped any demigod even?
Not necessarily. Sometimes he may have helped a devotee, or he may have been in association with devotees. Yeah.
Even with the association only?
Yeah, even with just the association of devotees, one may become a devotee. It's like this bhakti is so powerful that even if one gets some prasadam from a devotee unknowingly, that can result to him becoming a devotee in his next life. Yeah, even just by eating prasadam.
Glorify His Holiness, Sri Swami Maharaj, and we are very, very fortunate, like we have our conversation with Him. And Maharaj, please forgive us if anything we have done any offense to serving you, because we are not very much prepared actually. So, but the next time we will remember this and we will try our level best to serve you.
Yeah, build this temple, I will come again. When you, after you open the temple, and then I will come and stay on my way to Vrindavan.
So Maharaj, we will request from all of us, whenever you will be here in Noida or in Delhi, so please give us this wonderful association and please song this bhajan with Jasamati Nanda.
Okay.
So we will chant 3 times Hari Bol, and thanks Maharaji. He came here.
Hari Bol!
We are very much thankful, like today you have given a very great insight of remembering Krishna. That is actually which will keep us always in Krishna consciousness. And you give one of the very wonderful way to be in Dham, to do Vaikunth Parikrama. We'll all try and endeavor ourselves so that we can be more and more in Dham. We will be doing
yes.
In Dham.
Come and walk with us even for 1 week, that's okay.
Thanks a lot.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. So tomorrow we're going to Africa.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you in Kartikeya when I come back.